On the show today, we have Filene, social media maven Holly Fearing, talking about building an awesome employee advocacy program at your credit union. So check it out. We are back in the virtual studios here, and we have Holly Fearing from Filene. How are you doing, Holly? How's it going?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. Well, you guys are always, at Filene, you guys are always cooking up something really cool. So I love having you guys on because you guys are like the ultimate proactive forward-thinking thinkers. And is that redundant, forward-thinking thinkers? But anyway, that's how I see you guys. And it's really fun to have you on the show because, I mean, I think you guys really push the industry forward. And I think a lot of people really appreciate that. So thank you for that. And
of course.
Speaking of which, you have a program out now called Building an Awesome Employee Advocacy Program. And coming out, I just got back from the NAFQ conference, and advocacy was one of the main themes of that conference. Everyone was talking about it. I mean, getting credit unions out there and talking and stuff and getting in front of your representative, all that type of stuff. And you're talking about an employee advocacy program. So how do you build an awesome employee advocacy program? Because this is a really a feather in the hat of credit unions.
Right. Yeah. So let me just start off by saying the reason why I think that this is such a great thing for credit unions to be doing is that a lot of credit unions are pretty, they operate pretty lean and mean, and many of them do have a brand presence on social media. This is just a really great way to get those extra tentacles, you know, extra arms and legs to take the work that you're doing in your brand channels, that you're putting in a lot of work and time to make just right. And then going out and saying to your biggest fans, which oftentimes are your own employees, you know, just to spread that out a little bit. And especially for co-ops, credit unions, we have the unique ability to interact with our customers because they're members, they're owners, right? So no other business has customers that are the owners of the business, like a cooperative. Yeah. And so we have a unique relationship, and we should be checking in on a more personal level with all of these people regularly. So I think social media is the way to do it. And to spread out our ability to communicate to our owners, to our members, through reaching, enabling those employees to go out and talk to them as well. I think it's a no-brainer that it's going to be the best way to get more for your bigger bang for your buck.
No doubt. And here's kind of a question off the top of my head, which is scary, but what does advocacy really mean? What does it mean? We talk about it constantly. Like I said, we just got back from the NAFQ conference and everyone's talking about it, but what does it mean? What message do we want to communicate out there to enhance the credit union name?
Right. So, you know, I think that one of the key pieces of being an advocate is keeping it really genuine and keeping that, you know, not scripted and not corporate speak, but really enabling employees. So first of all, to your point earlier about what makes it awesome is you got to select the right employees. So those employees that just spew your brand. That, you know, they already are, they're there. They show up every day because they love what the credit union does. Yeah. And you can tell that it's genuine in the way they work with people in the branch, you know, so face to face, it's there. So enabling those people, selecting those people to be your advocates for your brand, that's the number one thing to do to make it a successful program, is enabling those and giving them the guidelines for what they can do and what they should do, and you know, give them those kind of bumper lanes of you know, social media policy or rules of engagement that say, you know, here's examples of what you can and should do, and then outside of this is what you probably shouldn't do. And that's a lot of that is common sense, and credit unions should always have a social media policy like that anyways. But you know, advocacy in that sense then is letting those employees, encouraging those employees to share the brand messages, and then add in their own commentary about why they love to get up and go to work every day, why it matters to them what they're doing, and you know, just being able to show their personal networks, their friends and family, what they know, what they do, the pride in their work, And ideally, what comes over time is that they're seen as thought leaders in what they do. They're seen as a valuable resource. Mm-hmm. You know, people in their networks, they're not going to come to them, or a brand, really. Nobody is using social media because they want to be advertised to. So they're looking for things that are going to make their life easier, simpler, more convenient. And so if you're a person that's constantly talking about all the great things that your credit union can do for members of the community, over time, you know, we've seen that credit union employees have reported those kinds of business wins, where people come back to them and they get leads out of it, they get inquiries, people ask them, you know, hey, I'm looking to open a retirement savings plan. I see that you're always talking about financial topics. Do you have a recommendation for me?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, this is stuff that, I mean, you're calling these folks brand ambassadors, basically, and that's what they are. You know, you're you're out in the, I mean, you're not just sitting in the branch all day doing your job, but once you leave work, or even going out to lunch or something like that, you become an ambassador for your credit union and talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, these people are they're naturally doing that in the branch during the day, so it just kind of helps extend that and reaching, you know, a bigger audience, really. So we see that just some of the statistics about, you know, when it comes to why we want to do this on social media, you know, the amount of time people spend on the internet now is, you know, astounding. And we're seeing that 65% of U.S. adults are on social media. Facebook reports that regularly over 1 billion people worldwide check into one of their three most popular apps and spend 50 minutes a day between Facebook, Messenger, and Instagram.
Goodness.
So, you know, that, and there's, you know, all those people there. And so we know that we can reach more people there, but if we have just brand messages, we're competing with those 2.3 billion other people putting out messages. So it's just, it comes kind of down to a math equation at that point, because if you have 10 more people advocating your messages and spreading it out a bit more, there's, you know, a chance of reaching more people in your community. And you don't need to reach all 2 billion people, but it's, you know, it's probably better to reach a, you know, 2,000 instead of 200 with your posts.
Yep. I think the old cliche, the more the merrier, fits in here. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about your pilot program with 37 credit unions and how does it work and what were the results here? Because 79% seems to be a number that is pretty big in the results here.
Right. So we did a pilot for a social media sharing tool that we use at Filene called Q Social. And we had 128 people from 37 credit unions do a 90-day pilot where basically they were delivered financial content that they could share on their personal Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And over that 90-day period, they saw not only were their networks increasing every month, mm-hmm. so the more they shared, the more people were following them and connected to them. Obviously, yeah. So then each successive piece that they share has the opportunity to be seen by more people. So it kind of snowballs like that.
Right.
But in addition to that, they also had self-reported business wins. And that was kind of left up to them to report, but it was you know, anywhere from people were getting actual leads for loans to their credit union mm-hmm. Based off of posts they put. Largely a lot of this was coming through LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
People came into the branch and said, you know, I saw something that you posted and that's why I came in to talk to you specifically, you know, lending officer or branch manager. People were at conferences and they said their peers noticed that they were talking more about social media and that they wanted to learn how they could do similar things on social media to you know, be seen as a leader in their field.
Right.
So really all sorts of business wins were reported by the users of the pilot, but people loved it because it made it simple for them to share valuable content to their personal networks mm-hmm. Through this program that we have.
Nice, nice. And you did a couple of case studies too with Young and Free, which we all know Tim McAlpine's program over there at Currency Marketing, Co-op in the New Market. I mean, you can explain these better better than I can. I'm just kind of reading off a piece of paper here.
Yeah, sure. So I just kind of showed some examples of situations where these efforts by other organizations have been successful. And Young and Free was a great example of how you can take, an ambassador and empower them, yeah, to do that kind of work on purpose. And then, I think that when that was done, it was a handful of years ago, no one really knew, would it kind of fall flat or would it, do really, really well as a concept. Mm-hmm. And they ended up getting a viral video out of it, which is a really big deal in the credit union world. Not many of our videos go viral. And they picked somebody that was, just genuine and quirky. And she was able to create this cool video about the differences between banks and credit unions. And people really appreciated that kind of the personal touch, that personal connection. So, as a consumer of media, social media, I'm sure you'd agree that you probably don't feel a personal connection to brands very often.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, you can't cuddle up with a building or a logo or anything like that, but you can really connect with a person.
Right. So if you know somebody and they're talking about something a lot and you're anywhere from really close friends to just casual acquaintances, you might be, your interest is piqued. What is this person talking about? Why do they love their credit union so much? Mm-hmm. Maybe I want to work there because maybe I don't love my job that much. And they're always talking about how much they love their job. It just for a number of reasons, it works great for recruiting purposes. It works great for spreading your brand and reaching a larger population of the community that maybe doesn't come into your branch. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's not even just mobile first environment anymore. It's a mobile only environment, mm-hmm, for a lot of people in the community. No. So the fact that if you have social media messages going out by actual employees and somebody can just catch that message, and that might bring them into the branch to open up an account.
Yep. You never know. That's the beauty yep, about it. Okay, very cool. All right, a couple of quick key takeaways, Holly, from all of this stuff. I mean for me it seems like a no-brainer, but for other people out there, especially, there's still, believe it or not, there are still a lot of social media naysayers and stalwarts out there that are like, I don't know about that, but you're proving time and time again that it works,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Any key takeaways that you can provide?
Yeah, so I think that it gives people a lot of heartburn to think about giving their employees this leash, this long leash of like, go on out there and talk about us on social media, because it kind of tends to be the number one thing in a policy is like, do not speak on behalf of the organization on social media, mm-hmm, right? And I like to even tell people, like, even have your board members do this, right? Because your board members are... if they're not advocates for your organization, who is really, but that gives people a lot of heartburn. So I say, let's talk about what it is that causes that heartburn. And I think there's likely a very viable solution for it. Mm-hmm. So, just giving them that training and education so that they understand, if they're part of a brand ambassador program, you're going to build a structure around this and you're going to give them guidelines, training, examples, and it's going to be a process and you're going to kind of, teach them as they go what they should do. In our pilot, we saw that the employees were way more nervous about screwing up than we were worried about them. Because these people were carefully selected. They wanted to do a good job. And so they were being very careful. And so we had to even, encourage them, go out there and speak of how this personally impacts you, what your credit union does. And they were very nervous at first, but we saw them get, more and more open, and their posts were more genuine and they were better received when they added that personal touch to it. Having that social media policy, just so everybody knows what their rules are, what their roles are, mm-hmm, that it's less about the stick and more about the carrot, so people feel comfortable. They say, like, I've read the policy and I feel like I'm within the guidelines, I'm within that bumper zone, so I'm okay with it. And then measuring, picking success measures, whether it's if you want to track growth in their network size, the number of shares that they do in a month, or, just leads and those business wins that I mentioned, mm-hmm, that in doing that every month will help an organization kind of see the good that comes out of this and then want more and then, you know, continue to pursue a program like
this. Oh, yeah, that's incentive. When you see results, that's incentive enough to keep going. Yeah,
absolutely.
Very cool. All right, Holly, to wrap up here, where can we find out more information on this topic? Because, I mean, it's really top of mind these days, especially, you know, especially when you're walking around conferences and stuff. Everybody's talking about it. So where can we find more information from your guys' end?
Well, so on the Filene Vimeo channel, I just did a hour-long webinar all about building a brand ambassador program. So that's recorded and that's available on our Vimeo channel.
Nice.
You can always reach out to me via email at my Filene email, hollyf@filene.org. You can also just check out filene.org, and we have the program that I was talking about, Q Social, that's on our website.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Holly, thank you so much for coming on the program today. I mean, again, I always enjoy the Filene folks because, again, you guys are really pushing this industry, and I really like to see that, and I think it's greatly appreciated from folks out there to see us keep moving forward, because we have to. If we just kind of rest on our laurels, then we go away. So it's folks like you guys that are doing that are keeping us going forward. So thank you very much. Appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.